Well, hello out there. Welcome to the Astro Blast podcast. It is Mrs. Bernard here with
Mr. Constant.
And we are coming at you not live from the Salt Marsh Library.
We are from the Salt Marsh Library.
And we do have two special guests with us today.
Absolutely.
Who
very
do we
special.
Have with us today?
I'm Maddie Moore.
And I'm Ryan Belanger.
And what do you guys do here at Pinkerton? I know you do so much, but why are you here today? In what capacity are you here?
I'm the senior class president.
Excellent.
And I'm the senior class treasurer, actually.
All you had to right. think about that, Ryan,
think
a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say class of 2024. I had to write a lot of emails today.
Gotcha.
Oh,
gotcha.
Boy. Yeah.
Well, welcome. Yeah. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. And you guys are here because next week is a very exciting week for us. It is
Spirit Week.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spirit.
So, I mean, I guess before we get into that, we have a few other things happening on campus.
We do.
So, classes are up and running and life is, kind of back to typical school year, right? And hopefully this weather is going to turn around eventually, but we'll talk about that in a minute.
But yeah, I think it's been a good start. I feel like things are rolling pretty well.
Yeah.
Kids seem to be pretty much into it for the most part. Mm-hmm. And, teachers are getting back to the swing of things. And I do see, I actually see sort of a happy student body. Like they seem like they're glad to be back.
Right,
Maddie?
Yeah.
What you said.
And
sure.
I mean, I have to say by the general lack of sleep feeling that I have these days, I know that we're back at school.
That is true.
Yeah. So before we get to like all the fun stuff that these guys are joining us for, we do have like a few things that are happening around campus, right, coming up.
Well, next week is the club fair.
Mm-hmm.
During lunches on the 19th. That must be Tuesday. Tuesday the 19th. We always say this every podcast. Get involved. Most important thing here is to get good grades, but get involved.
Mm-hmm.
Do some extracurricular. Tuesday's a great day to check out the different clubs. I'll be there with the ski club. If you're a skier, boarder, come on over to our booth and check it out and sign up.
Yeah, so there's so many opportunities here at Pinkerton. These lovely individuals, I'm sure, can share some of the things they're involved in. But, yeah, check it out. Meet some people. Good stuff.
Yeah, Ryan, how many clubs are you involved in besides class office, would you say?
Right now, I think three.
Three? Maddie?
I think I'm also in three.
And you do sports.
Yeah.
Are you an athlete, Ryan, at all? I don't know that.
I used to be an athlete at school, and then now I'm only out of school.
Okay. What do you play?
I play soccer.
Oh, good for you. Awesome. Excellent. Yeah, so, awesome. Very involved students.
Right.
Love it.
Yes. What else do we have? We have anything else going on besides, like, what they're here for, which is a lot.
Yeah, I think that's a lot.
That's really...
Ooh. It's corn roast.
Oh, we should talk about that.
We should talk about the old corn roast.
Right?
God, I love the old corn roast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's, honestly, it's probably like my favorite event of the year.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It
it's so much
really,
fun.
It's really, really fun. I think it's just like a real nice celebration for our seniors to kind of kick off their year.
Absolutely. Very, very.
Nothing but positive.
Fun stuff.
Right.
Festive.
Yeah.
And corn.
Yeah, there is actually corn.
There is actually corn. Is,
yeah. 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 So I wanted to just to make a note to our seniors to just remind them that they got to be in school on Friday. So no coming in after 9, no dismissals. No, got to be in school unless it's excused by the office, which is few and far between, my friends. So let's make sure we're here because the last thing I want to do is turn away a student from the corn roast.
Remember, if you have an academy plan, though, you're okay.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations if you have an academy plan.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so let's talk about corn roast first. So let's talk about that.
Should we talk about Hurricane Lee?
Yeah.
It's the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So stay tuned. Listen to maybe an announcement about it, but let's just keep our fingers crossed and hope the senior course corn roast will happen at 4 o'clock Saturday on the baseball field, soccer field. What are we going to call that? Varsity baseball.
Varsity
field.
Baseball.
I look at it as the varsity baseball.
And do you guys have anything like I don't know to add, like any fun tidbits or things that people would want? Like obviously everybody's got their ticket already, but like anything, I don't know.
Dunk tank.
Oh yeah, Miss Bernard.
Uh oh.
Do you want to be in the dunk tank?
I did say yes.
On the spot.
Okay. I had requested that I
that
go
good.
As early as possible. Somebody did tell me I could go second to Headmaster Powers, And then I heard that that might have been some misinformation, but I will tell you that I'm going to go as soon as possible, definitely before this guy.
I think we should go together.
Oh, my God. We both fall in that dunk tank. There'll be no water left after. I'm just saying. So,
we might need a lifeguard there, if that's the case.
Yeah. So anything else? Like any? Oh, wait.
Oh, are you a lifeguard?
I am a lifeguard.
And he's a lifeguard. This man is very involved.
So involved.
This is great.
That is great.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to that. Anything else? Any other, like, I don't know, little piece of information about the cornrows coming up?
We're going to have Aroma Joe's there this week.
Ooh.
This
year. That's what I was going to say, yeah.
Right. Oh, no, that's okay. Different.
That's what it is. So are they making the energy drinks, or are they making and coffee as
We've
well?
We've got two energy drinks.
Nice.
It's a red one.
Yeah, and then the mermaid one?
Yeah,
is that right?
The mermaid
Yeah, there's
one.
A mermaid drink as well.
And then whichever really sure one is more popular is going to become like the class of 2024 drink.
Oh,
that
I like
is
that.
So cool.
I like that.
Is there any coffee?
No coffee, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
That is actually good because a little unknown fact here about Mr. Constant is when he is caffeinated, he's a little too much.
A little too much, folks.
So we got to keep that down. So if we could just not give him any of those energy drinks, that would be great. Like, that's
BYOC.
Like,
yeah, we'll hide him. Bring my own coffee.
Oh, my gosh. I'm like, that's frightening.
It's frightening, folks.
Okay. So. Anyway,
so let's shift gears a little then, and let's talk about Spirit Week, because that is one of the most exciting weeks here at this school, which leads up to, what's the end of the week?
The pep rally.
And
MacPlack game.
MacPlack, all the MacPlack games.
So
what do we have this year for Spirit Week, and what can kids do to get involved?
Yeah, so Monday is Neon Day.
Mm-hmm. Where you wear neon. And then Tuesday we have Grill Dad versus Soccer Mom Day. So you either dress up as a dad who grills or a mother who watches soccer. And
all right.
Go with that.
I'm going to be a grill dad. What are you going to be?
I'll probably be a soccer mom.
I love that so much. It's so great. Okay.
Wednesday is Barbie and Ken's Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a fan favorite, I think.
Can't wait to be Barbie.
I'm just kidding.
But that is
Thursday was the surfer day, right? Yeah,
surfer versus biker day.
Oh yes,
that one was honestly it was kind of a curveball. I've never heard of that one before, but I'm pretty excited.
The
for
Ken
it.
And Barbie, or Barbie and Ken, whichever you prefer, is very popular. Like the kids are like really excited about that one.
I mean, I am too.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. I mean, obviously it's timely.
Yeah.
I have yet to see the movie, so don't spoil it for me.
Oh, I've seen it twice.
Oh, my gosh.
I haven't seen it yet either. Okay. And then what else? What do we got after that?
We finish up on Friday with
Red and White Day.
Red and white.
Mm. Yeah, and then if you guys, if not you guys, just if anyone bought the class of 24 shirts, that's a good day to wear them too because they're red and white and they're for the pep rally.
Perfect.
When's the senior picture? Is it? It's not then, is it?
I think it might be next week.
Because it would make sense because if it's red and white, we're in red and white.
Yeah. I think it is next week.
You know what? We're going to do it that
during the second period, but don't quote me on that. It will be finalized. You guys will get
Should we get that girl who took the picture of us today take the picture there for the seniors?
Maybe. Yeah. She's a great professional. Absolutely. So you guys have been, you know, here at Pinkerton. This is your fourth year. And just tell us what, you know, what is exciting about this week, like coming up, like what, you know, what stands out to you when you think MacPlack, Spirit Week, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Everyone goes all out. Like, I've been telling my kids for AMP at Freshman Flex.
Oh, good.
Like, don't be embarrassed. Like, if you're not dressed up, you're going to be the odd one out. Like,
good for you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not that they're going to be odd, but no, that's true. I mean, I have seen every year, for the past probably 10 years, every year I see more and more kids dressed up.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. It's exciting.
Yeah. I would agree. I just, I really love especially seeing like friends doing it together, like dressing up as one as Barbie or one as Ken too. And just like coming in and seeing all your friends in the crazy outfits, anything like that. People go crazy though. Like,
We know.
Mm. Yeah.
We've already had some requests from some students.
We did,
for some
which I appreciate
things.
The requests.
Yeah, no, it's good.
So actually that brings me to a point of just a general like, you know, statement, which is that like we want to continue to do these Spirit Weeks and make them fun and creative. Yeah. So let's just be mindful of the things that we do to dress up and keep it school appropriate so we can kind of keep that stuff going, you know, because if we take it to next level, though, I do appreciate the creativity and ingenuity of our, you know, our students here at Pinkerton. But if we take it to that next level, that's when, you know, the school might just say, well, we can't do these types of things. Right. So mm-hmm. let's keep it in check. Let's keep it appropriate and have fun with it, you know. Mm-hmm.
That's a very good point. I totally agree with you.
I know. That's why I get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, that is why.
Yeah.
So are you guys involved in the pep rally at all?
I am, and I know you guys are too.
Mm. Oh,
don't
that's
tell anybody
right.
that.
I forgot about
it's
that.
Like, you know.
Yeah, don't give away any secrets. Yeah. Okay, okay. So that pep rally is always fun. Yeah. That's a great time. We end the day with the pep rally.
Yeah.
In the field house. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then Friday night is football, starting at 6 o'clock. Always a big crowd for Mac Black.
Mm-hmm.
Please, please, please be appropriate when you're there at the game. We really like to have you guys have fun and enjoy and don't want to see anybody have to be, escorted out.
Yeah, so. my money this year is on the fact that it's not going to be 20 degrees like it was last year.
Oh, my gosh.
It was
so
frigid.
Cold.
Oh,
I forgot about that.
And if it's as cold as it was last year, this year, I think we all won't be able to handle it because, oh, my gosh, it's been so hot.
Yeah.
So it'd be like completely the opposite.
But it should be a good football game. I mean, you know, Pinkerton and Londonderry, always a great rivalry. They seem to be strong this year. Both teams are good. And I believe both teams are undefeated right now. So going into that game.
It's
going to be a big game.
Yeah.
Big game.
I'm just going to, just put out there that the cross-country teams are doing their competition this weekend.
Okay.
Because we're going to do it at an invitational and take the scores out. Yeah, because we really like to compete in invitationals where we can just have more competition.
And I know you're strong this year. Very strong.
Can you just say fire?
Fire. Fire. How about Londonderry? They're always a strong team.
You know, we always enjoy their competition.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're not, you know, not only do they bring, the competition, but it's also about positive relationships and
absolutely.
Character and friendly competition in the right way. And they always bring that to us.
That's great to hear.
Yeah. So,
If I can go on Saturday morning. Well, I'm going to say, first of all, good luck to you and your team.
Hey, thanks.
I know you guys really work hard. You stride hard to be a good team.
Heck to the
You like what I did there?
I did. Yeah.
But on Saturday, I know typically volleyball starts the ball rolling, so to speak, and then we do field hockey,
You're full
I believe.
Of puns. Oh, my gosh.
Wow. My inner Doug Stewart.
Oh,
shout out to Doug Stewart,
former
social studies teacher. I believe girls soccer then finish with boys soccer, I believe, which are always like fun, great competition.
Well, we have field hockey too. I mean, that's all happening.
I didn't forget field hockey. Okay. I didn't mention
it. It's all happening.
It is all happening. So come on out and support the Astros and have some fun.
Yeah. It's going to be good.
Yeah.
Right.
It's going
to
be awesome.
All right. What else do you guys have to share with us? Like, just let's talk like all things MacPac, Spirit Week, all the things.
I don't know. I was trying to think if we forgot anything about Spirit Week. I don't think we did, but
there's homecoming Saturday night.
Oh yeah,
dance. Homecoming. You're right.
Oh my gosh.
We did.
So after all those games and activities, we have a dance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. My understanding is we have anywhere between 800 and 900 students.
I think they already sold out.
They already sold out.
Yeah, just Pinkerton.
Man,
that's
amazing.
Crazy.
That's awesome.
It is
again,
awesome.
Again, last 10 years I've seen every year it seems to be more and more of the school spirit and want to be involved. So that's so awesome. And would you relate that to our podcast? Is that why this is happening?
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All six of those kids who listen.
Absolutely. But it is really cool. I mean, it's just become such a big thing now, which is so fun. I'm tired just thinking about that week in general.
It's a lot.
Yeah, but we're going to have great weather. It's going to be perfect.
So let's ask your question that you always ask.
Oh, yeah. So Maddie knows because she's a former podcaster, but we always ask before we close out if you guys have any shout-outs for people in our community, whether they're at Pinkerton or whatever, people that you'd like to thank. So you guys have any shout-outs for us?
I'm going to have to shout out Mr. Toro.
Yeah, I was going to say the same thing. Mr. Toro, Mr. Plant,
too.
Yeah, our class advisors.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, they do a lot,
they do,
for
they
sure.
They do. We've been meeting over the summer. We annoy them endlessly with our constant group me texts and emails. So,
But they wouldn't do it if they didn't like that. So, yeah. You know what? They like maybe. The connection to yeah. kids. It's a lot of fun. Attention.
Yeah.
What, really?
He loves it.
Yes, yeah. I know he does.
But they are two really hardworking individuals. Yeah. And yeah. I always say that there's some people here at Pinkerton that, like, the community, like, wouldn't exist in the same way without. And certainly they are two of those people.
For
so,
sure.
So we definitely appreciate them. So I would second that shout out there. Third that shout out. Yeah. I would like to shout out to our class office as a whole community.
Yeah.
I thought you guys did fantastic at our assembly, which was the opening day.
Yeah.
That was so fun. And pretty much you guys ran the show. And there was some dancing and some joke telling.
Oh my gosh, that was a riot.
But I really thought that you guys did such a great job with that. I know you worked hard over the summer, and, you know, that's kind of just put on you. And I think that was a great way to start the year and start the tone. So I'm excited to work with you guys this year and to see you through your final year at Pinkerton. I don't want to talk about it. I'll start crying.
No, sad.
We're not going to talk about that.
Well, yeah. So, hey, have a great spirit week next week. Mac Black, go get them, and let's have some fun.
All righty. Bye-bye, guys.
All right, thank you.